This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, dear listener from all around the world. Welcome to another episode of For a Better Life. This is a new session, and thank you for joining me in this session of For a Better Life. This is Asma. Just like always, I have the honor to be your host. And in today's episode, we're going to discuss some very interesting things related to generosity. It is actually one of the most appreciated qualities of human beings that needs nurture. And actually, it is very interesting to see it from other people. You know, when you are surrounded with a community that are all generous and so unlike those stingy people, so welcoming and giving things and sharing things, you just enjoy. You feel like when you see those things, you would try to learn. So the first thing is that we should avoid getting surrounded with people who do not have any idea about generosity. That is one of the main ideas I wanted to share with you, because I have seen that in my life. You know, when you are surrounded with a community that are doing something unrecommended, something, I'm not saying something bad, because naturally we are not recommended to be with those sort of communities. But I'm just saying that when you are surrounded with people who are all generous, time by time, you're going to learn from them. So here is a very beautiful poem. I would love to share it with you about generosity. It goes like this. Open those tight fists. Do not hold back. Make your palms transparent. Release that dime. Be a blessing. Wipe tears away. That little drop is what someone desires. Be an answer to someone's prayer. Be an instrument of succor. Sow that seed impartially. Don't delay. Seize the moment. Be an angel to that poor soul. Remember, whatsoever you sow shall return to you in folds. So as you can see in this very short poem, when you just open your hands toward everyone that is around you, then everything is going to return to you. And this is exactly what we have been recommended in all our narrations, in all our Islamic heritage. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Generosity is a thing that works like alchemy. Just the same way as alchemy transfers copper into gold, generosity is going to attract so much of people towards you. Now, among our dear imams, we have Imam Hassan, who has been called the Karim of Ahlul Bayt, which means he's the most generous of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Actually, all of them are, but Imam Hassan has been famous for this quality because he has been doing it in a way that all the people have got different stories about that, and history has recorded so much of these stories. Like, for example, many of the servants who lived during his age has been freed through his actions. So he helped so much of these servants to turn into free obedient of Allah. And also there is a very nice story that has attracted my attention. You know, there are plenty much of learning that comes from this story. There was a man who had a letter in his hand. He approached Imam Hassan alayhi salam and he asked him to open the letter and read the needs that he has so that Imam Hassan alayhi salam would give him whatever he wants. And then without reading that letter, without going through the letter, the words of that letter, Imam Hassan alayhi salam gives him the money that he wants. And then when he is asked, why you do this? He said that I'm not going to go through this in the day to come when God is going to judge me. He says, why you added to his misery by going through the words of that man and making him ashamed of being revealed to all the people? So this is very interesting. When we share things with other people, we might not be that much selfless to give it and forget about it. We mostly have expectations from other people. And this happens in real life in different aspects that, for example, I'm helping this sick from his sickness, then I would remember that and one day I would want them to pay me back. I'm doing this for my friend in the hope that one day she is going to return that for me. But this actually is not true. A kind of generosity is valuable that is going to be done with no expectations. To give and do not care about what's going to come after that. To give without caring for the return of what you have been giving. This is the most valuable sort of generosity. And through the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we go through too much of these stories that they do not actually expect anything and they give all they have to other people.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Again, we come to the point that tells us about caring toward other people. Well, as we just said, generosity is another form of kindness. And there are so much of blessings and reward for the person who gives things to other people without counting, without making a list and reciting the expectations every now and then. That's all I wanted to share for today's episode. Generosity is one of the greatest qualities of Muslim beings, so they have to work on that, they have to improve it, and us, being Muslim, have to work on the features that have been recommended by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and have been passed down to us. So if we are real Muslims, we have to work on our spiritual journey, we have to nurture it, we have to improve ourselves in a way that at the Day of Judgment, we do not feel ashamed or embarrassed because human beings are in need of each other's caring, in need of each other's generosity. So if you work on your spiritual improvement, then you're going to share too much of your inner blessings with other people. So generosity is not just a materialistic thing. It's not always that I'm in need of a house and you have to give me a house. No, it's sometimes a shelter that you give me in your arms is going to be the most generous act you could do to me. Sometimes your brother, your sister, your friend, whoever that is close to you is in need of some respect. When you share that respect, you are actually being so generous toward them. Sometimes they're in need of kindness. When you share that kindness to a person who's been deprived from kindness, then you are a generous person. So as you can see, it's not always going through too much of hardship. It's not always spending too much of money. Sometimes with some very simple actions, you could show your generosity to other people and you could show that you are practicing the things that you've been preached through your religion and through the narration of Islam and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So that's all. Thank you for staying with me. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share he knows.